I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Derek's converting Jay to non-carbonated energy drinks.
Hell yeah. Welcome to my side, dude.
Oh, yeah, that's right. This isn't carbonated. Yeah.
We had like a long debate, and I did lose this one, but I prefer these that taste more like a juice than like a carbonated. I'll drink a Red Bull, but
you do
like
juice?
It's like juice. Oh,
juice.
It tastes like the juice. I'm trying to, it doesn't have aspartame. I have like a weird, crazy reaction to aspartame. Like they thought I was having a stroke.
Oh, shit.
You might get to see us just EpiPen Jay right on the pod.
Couldn't talk.
He's seizing.
Yeah. It's fucking wild.
I hope not.
No, I need to address something right at the top. You made a post today. And you said you're a hamburger helper guy.
Oh, I am. Okay. Oh, is this? Are we starting off with beef?
We are.
All of the beef for hamburger. 1 pound hamburger helper beef.
The hamburger beef.
Yeah, go ahead.
You made a list. Okay.
I did.
I respect that you have a certain choice of flavor. You like a more fit. Now, people are going to argue that this doesn't exist, but it's true. There's tiers to hamburger helper, and you're like
definitely
a more of a fancy hamburger helper guy. You like the more
he's
niche.
A bougie well, one hamburger of them, helper guy.
He's my a number pinky three up hamburger helper guy.
What was my number three? Do you remember? It was beef pasta. It's just fucking, that's pretty basic.
Yeah. I mean, and I wouldn't.
So your argument is fucking shot down immediately.
2 out of 3 are the more fancy ones because you said you picked a penne. You picked a penne.
Well, okay.
You
so,
picked a penne.
But it, that's the new name. And I said in there, the history, fucking God. This is how you know I used to be a fat, is I know the history of this fucking hamburger helper. Jesus Christ.
He's a hamburger helper historian. Yeah,
he just breaks out
they call
dates
me Triple H, hamburger helper historian.
He pulls out a chart. Like, yeah. Here's the lineage of hamburger helper.
So, Jesus. So that tomato basil penne was originally zesty Italian.
Yeah, I remember that as well.
Right, but they don't make zesty Italian anymore. And I haven't verified this, but my understanding is that tomato basil penne is only available at Walmart. You can only get it
Walmart
at Walmart.
Exclusive.
Yeah. So I don't know how fancy Walmart is and also the name change, but it was originally Zesty Italian.
It's Trailer Park Fancy.
True. I mean, all of Hamburger Helper really is.
That real hit home because I also would get so psyched as a kid. You come home from school.
Dude.
You see 2 of them boxes on the counter. You're like, we're eating good tonight, boys. We're having some Hamburger Helper.
100%. Dude, and did you see in the video what I said about like when my pops would make it? And I bounced around a lot growing up. Like I live with my grandparents a lot. I live with my mom sometimes, and then I live with my pops like in high school, my junior senior year, and you know, he was a single dude. He was a longshoreman, used to play pro football. So, and he was a man whore. So,
you don't even hear about those people anymore. He was a longshoreman.
Yeah.
I just see a crusty old sailor with a beanie on.
And he. We were in a two-bedroom, I say we like I was paying rent, but we lived in a two-bedroom apartment, and just like you said, if I came home and Pops had out any hamburger helper, my reaction was like, is the fucking president coming over? What's the special occasion?
We have a company.
I was like, fucking hoity-toity. I stand by my list, and I get we all have different flavors we like. They're also, I don't know if you know this, they have all these now, I would say, are the fancy flavors. Like they have like some spicy ones, like garlic, parm. And,
they have taco additions where you put little tortilla chips in there. Yeah. All of that. Okay. Yeah. So you had beef pasta.
Cheesy Italian shells.
Okay.
Was number 2.
I respect that one.
And number 1 was the tomato basil penne, a.k.a. Zesty Italian.
Here's why you're wrong, okay?
His mama named him Zesty. I'm going to call him Zesty.
And I would say, if I were to make a list, I would sub this for the beef pasta, but this is the goated hamburger helper, the undisputed champ, the greatest of all time, Chili Mac. Chili Mac. Greatest flavor of all time. Chili Mac.
I mean, I've never had Hamburger Helper in my life, so.
What the fuck?
That could be a gateway food for you because it has hamburger in it.
Blow your mind. I've never had it.
You like hamburger, but you... why'd you say it was a gateway? Why'd you say that?
Because he is a very picky eater. We've talked about this multiple times on the pod. Very picky eater. And the funny thing is, you like spaghetti too. So if you think about it, it's like if hamburger and spaghetti had a baby, boom, Hamburger Helper.
Oh, really? Yeah. Is it like, it's kind of like crushed up meat, kind of like you put in a...
It's ground beef that you... Okay. That's crazy. You never have a Hamburger Helper.
You just eat it by itself?
It's a
meal in a box. Here, I might have a caveat for your number one. So the video he's talking about, you know, you try and keep it cut, you know, you cut stuff that you don't need. Originally when I did the video, I was saying, but I ended up cutting it. I was saying, I'm also looking at the ease of use factor. So the tomato basil penne, all you need is hamburger meat, which you need for all of them, right? And water. That's it. Cheesy Italian, you need milk and water.
Oh,
and
too far.
Yeah. Well, dude, I don't have milk like just in my fridge all the time. I hardly ever have milk. So if I want to, I just don't.
Not milk, guy.
That's un-American as fuck. You got to have a gallon. There's nothing more American than a gallon of milk in the fridge.
What percent?
I'm a 2% guy.
Sure. Previously, my mother was very health conscious. She's probably the only reason I'm a semi-healthy person now. But she would get skim and 2%, but now I'm a whole milk guy. Ugh. Give me that fat daddy milk. Give me that silky, sexy elixir of life.
You just don't like milk.
Anti-milk. Do you like cheese?
No, it's not that. It's not that. No. First, hey, motherfucker. Don't be speaking on me. So I grew up on 2%. Okay. But I'm now a 1% guy on milk.
Can you really tell the difference between 2 and 1?
Yes.
I almost want a milk takes test right now.
I definitely know if I was having whole milk.
That I agree with.
Yeah,
because like, it is like a thicker milk for sure. So
it's better. It's way better. It's got more. It's got
I don't know. Give me a crispy ice cold glass of milk on my breakfast, though. It does hit.
Derek gives them specific instructions. When we go to IHOP, he gets his signature French toast and the milk, cold milk with the meal.
Yeah, I always tell them to bring it with the meal because I don't want it before and then sitting there and it gets...
And then it gets warm.
Yeah, right? Okay, yeah. So you're not that crazy. He gets it.
I get it. All
right,
I feel like it's whole milk at...
It probably is, yeah. But
oh my God, we might have to do a Hamburger Helper tasting, though. That might be the next
challenge.
Yeah, we should do that. Yeah, that'd be all funny. Yeah, yeah.
Let's see if there's a 40th anniversary of Hamburger Helper we can invite everybody out to.
They have like a signature anniversary flavor.
They're releasing it at fucking, what's the guy, the Hell's Kitchen guy? Gordon Ramsay's Hamburger Helper anniversary.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I can just see him on the cover, arms folded.
Let's hit it.
We should do it. Sorry, what me and you should do is prepare our favorites and have him taste, and then we should do like a third one that he can pick.
Okay.
And then you decide
random, like, which ones you tie break. I like that.
That sounds like a good idea.
We'll do it.
So hit the intro real quick, and then speaking of the 40th anniversary, I want to get into why we mainly are here today.
Welcome back to this episode of the Naturals Pod. As always, I'm Uncle Kyle, seated on the other end of the couch. Best damn podcast producer on the planet, sweet Derek, the producer.
What up, Natties? Let's go.
Today.
I'm the auntie.
Today, returning for his third time. He's our third time visitor.
We love it. Let's go.
Yeah.
Comedian Big Irish J.
Yeah.
Welcome back, dude.
Let's go. Bang, look at the swag.
Got to show off the hoodie.
The hoodie. Let's go. Look at that.
Yeah, I will say you have the swag that goes along with the movie. I was telling you on the way in, I saw this guy with a really cool movie poster of
what
the
movie?
Last Dragon
shirt. Okay, there we go. I was going to say, do we got to say so people know?
Yeah. So yeah, we talked about The Last Dragon on the last pod that we had you on, which was funny. It blew up. You mixed up Danny with Daddy.
Yeah,
right?
Fucking relax, everybody. Yeah,
everyone freaked out about
Jesus
that.
Christ.
Right? Way more than they should. But we found out that they had the 40th anniversary in the theater, and then we all got together and watched it, and I gotta say, it was a blast. It's everything you want in an 80s cheesy campy movie, and also It hits you immediately because he's already glowing in like the muscles, yes, and shirtless and like doing the Tai Chi like moves. Dude,
it's
like,
not,
yes,
an 80s camp action movie if there isn't an opening sequence where the protagonist is just dripping in baby oil and doing some moves and flexing.
With the montage just right off the rip. Yeah,
dude, great. So a couple things. So the... Yeah, you talked about the clip blew up and people couldn't believe that you guys had never seen The Last Dragon and stuff, and I did fuck up. I said Danny Green instead of Daddy Green. But
I defended you too without doing any research. I'm like, Jay knows, okay? It's Danny, not Daddy.
Oh, yeah,
we
my
were
bad.
Fucking it's wrong.
Yeah, I mean, fuck, I nailed everything else, but
you did.
So, we had talked about, we were, because everybody, like you said, it blew up on TikTok and everybody was like, oh, fuck. And we was like, well, let's do a viewing and we can tell people. And then, as I started looking in, I was like, holy shit, the 40th anniversary.
Crazy timing.
Yeah,
crazy
timing, it's playing at AMC here.
It
and
was
so
meant to be.
I immediately went on. I was the first person to buy any tickets for it. And I bought like us a whole row, you know, and then and going to it. It was funny because I didn't get these for the movie. I've had them because I'm a huge Last Dragon fan. But I have these hoodies. I have this one. I have this Bruce Leroy's Kung Fu Academy. I have the Show Nuff Converse All Stars these different ones, and I was like, which hoodie should I wear? And I ended up wearing the same hoodie that my girl had. I bought her one.
Yeah, and he was all mad. He's like, oh god, we're that couple.
Yeah, because I just couple. Well, we got high as fuck before we, you know, like we took edibles and smoked. So not as high as you,
dude,
by the way.
Took 100 milligrams,
he took 100 milligrams. I was like, you shitting me? But
I had to show you that it was a thing, and and I was functional.
Oh yeah, you were great. Yeah. But I also wasn't there when you said that it fucking the wave hit.
It was right before we came across to like say what's up to you guys. I was just, we were standing near a trash can, and the worst part is there was a small herd of like 16-year-old girls that walked by, and I just happened to be looking in their direction, and I went, whoa. They all turned around, and I'm like, not you. I'm just high.
And I know that because he was just like, he was like in another plane, dude, because he was just like out there, and then he just goes, whoa. And I'm like, what? Like thinking like he saw something crazy or something. He's like, the edibles just hit me.
I was in the middle of a desolate plane, and I just heard Derek's voice in the distance go, where are you?
Yeah, but it was probably the best place to be before going into that movie, though. Yeah. Made it even more enjoyable, dude.
And yeah, and when me and my girl were in the Uber, because we were like, we're having fun tonight. And so we took an Uber there. But as we were in the Uber, I just glanced over and I looked, and then I was like, oh, fuck, we're one of those couples now that fucking dress alike and they both have the same. I was like, fuck, I should have wore the Bruce Leroy one. Yeah. But the Show Nuff All Stars are pretty tight.
We had the biggest Uber driver I've ever seen in my life. This guy was respectfully, he didn't say much, and I'm not trying to slam this man, but he was like, it was like Jabba the Hutt driving a Model 3.
Literally his seat, like his seat is up to my knees.
He was
dude.
In Derek's
I'm like,
fucking lap.
Like Kyle would not have been open. Able to like sit like behind him. Like if there was no other option, we'd have to be like, oh, we're gonna have to get a different Uber.
And
like,
he had a bunch of shit in the front seat.
Yeah.
I'm
so
like,
I can't even go sit in the
dog.
Front.
Dog, yeah, you're like, forcing us to sit behind you.
Yeah.
Dude, some kind of weird fetish.
That was a tight fit, dude. That was a tight fit.
Yeah, and so, yeah, and when we get into the theater and we had fucking, you like the seats? Prime seats?
Oh,
right?
They're great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect.
They're
right.
Great,
in the, yeah.
I'm more of a middle back kind of guy.
Back a little bit more?
Derek and I have started this tradition called Movie Wednesday. We're like 5 weeks strong now.
We are,
every week seeing a movie on Wednesday. Us and the Blue Hairs. It's just a movie theater
when do
full
you,
of old people.
Like, what time do you guys go?
Usually like 10:55, 11 a.m.
Earliest
if you
showing.
You ever want to join?
I might. I'm
a part
big
of movie.
Movie
oh yeah, same dude. So
join us and the old people for a matinee.
Dude, I love it. So when I was just telling Kyle before we started that I would say probably about 25% of me rewatching the movie was just looking at you.
Oh yeah,
you guys.
I saw him staring over at me like a kid in a candy store. He was like this.
Yeah, because I was like, I hope you guys get it, so to speak, and also enjoy it. You know, like, and you did. Like, as certain things were starting to build up, I look over and Kyle's just like, "All right, here we go."
Yeah.
And then at the end, when you're like, is this about to fucking happen? Is this about yeah. to happen? I was like, the fucking bullet with the teeth.
Yes. Yeah. It was generally like a lot of fun. And Kyle made like a really good reference that I loved, is that he said, and this is kind of true with newer movies, is that it takes you on an adventure. It's yeah. like one of those movies where it's just pure entertainment. It does, you kind of get locked in. You kind of sometimes know what's coming, but it's so over the top. You're like, is it really going to do that? You know what I mean? But that's what makes it so great.
The second they said watch, that at yeah. the beginning of the movie, I was like, it's going to happen oh, yeah. for sure. Oh, yeah. And it's the big bad guy firing.
Dude. It. And the other thing, like watching it also as an adult versus like, you know, when I first saw it as a kid, but I'm like, I totally get why this has stuck with me and everybody, you know, that enjoys it. I mean, well, one, the movie, it really covers so many genres. Because, I mean, it's got comedy, it's got action, it's got music, like a musical almost. There's yeah, like,
that was and one the of the things good. That and I just yeah, love
jams
about 80s. Movies is they have music videos. Yeah. There was two yes. entire music videos. Oh,
there's
in
more than
the
two.
Movie.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's true. It literally was like watching a music video. It wasn't even dude. A movie. Like,
well, I'm saying that didn't involve, because I know like the part with the glow and everything was kind of like a music video in itself, but that involved the main character. The other two were just kind of.
You had El DeBarge's Rhythm of the Night, which that's always been a
classic.
Banger.
Oh, it's a banger. This is the rhythm of the night.
Well, that's not the right song. Sorry, don't do
I
that.
Thought that was the, no. I thought that was the song.
The rhythm of the night.
Oh, yeah, that too. Oh. Ruined it. Fuck. Sorry, DeBarge. Shit. El and DeBarge.
It's the rhythm of the yeah. night.
Then you had that
that's
fucking,
Gloria Estefan. I fucking yeah. missed all the way right there.
Was that like his true music video?
That was
like,
El DeBarge's. Yeah, dude, I remember watching that back in the day. Yeah, that was yeah. And then you had Vanity's song where she's coming down. You yeah, had, yeah, you had that cackling banshee bitch. That's fucking
yeah, yeah. Like her she's gonna be a star. Yeah, she's gonna,
I'm gonna be the a star. Original industry plan.
Oh, yeah. Dude. I mean, and it just, and also like the special effects. Looking at him now, you're like, oh, in the 80s though, this was like, oh shit, he's yeah. glowing and fucking lightning when they hit. You're like, God,
like
this
a
is
comic
crazy.
Book.
Well, I would
cool.
say that it really holds up because there's a couple of movies that I loved when I was a kid from the early 90s. I can't remember what this one was called. The lead was I think he was the middle child in that show, Home Improvement.
Okay.
He wasn't Jonathan Taylor Thomas. He wasn't the older kid. He was the blonde kid in the middle. But anyways, it was like he was transported to a treasure island type of scenario, and he was swashbuckling with pirates. I'll have to look it up.
Yeah, yeah.
A while back, I was having a moment of nostalgia, and I said to myself, I'm going to figure out where I can watch this movie. I looked it up, and it was fucking horrible. It was like I was watching a camcorder recording an old TV. The audio was garbage, and I immediately was like, dude. Nostalgia ruined. But Last Dragon is just great. It's honestly a really well done movie, and like I said, it still holds up. Like the quality is there,
and for kids, like the story is like, it's like a very cool story. You yeah. know, like believing in yourself, and you know, you're
the
you're
master looking, is in you.
Yeah,
all along.
It's fucking great, dude. Yeah. I fucking love it. And we were probably about 75% through the movie. And me and my girl's the same age as me, and she grew up on it too. And we both looked at each other, and I just told her, I go, I'm so fucking glad we did this. This yeah. is so fucking great. And she was same thing. She was just like, oh my God, this is the best. And yeah, and that, like, people are quoting the movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're shouting the show Nuff quotes yeah. and stuff. I thought, yeah, as far as like just pure fun, it was just, it was a blast. Dude, we had a great time. And the movie's over the top. And there's just a couple funny scenes I want to bring up, which is just so 80s.
Oh,
is
yeah.
Two of the bad dudes.
At the beginning,
like,
the movie theater.
There's like just a big, like, junky dude with like a really tight, like, tank top on. That's supposed
to
be like scary.
A half tank yeah. top.
It's like, why is he
He's built like
that,
a bowling
dude?
Ball. And yeah. he just, and then that transvestite, not a trans, oh, I don't know, maybe it's transsexual, but I think it was a transvestite or drag queen, whatever the fucking proper term is, that looks like Willem Dafoe.
Oh yeah,
yeah, drag. Just randomly in
get
the
him crowd. Honey fucking yells at
it makes sense yeah dude, dude it was hella funny best. And just see, so yes, the goons, that's like so 80s to have like the goon squad with the bad
oh,
guy
yeah.
that just follows your every order and stuff like that. So it was a blast. Whose team would you choose if you had to pick a team? Are you Bruce, team Bruce Leroy, or are you Show Enough, dude? Are you?
Man, that's such a, like, I mean, you want to be on the side of good, but fucking Show Enough. Before I answer that, let me ask you, do you guys agree, or if you don't agree, understand why I say that I think Show Enough is one of the top three villains?
Oh my god, the costume changes. He had the color outfit coordinated football pads.
The football pads with the outfit over the football pads. Dude, just look hair.
He looks like an adult male Shih Tzu a little bit with the...
Dude, the facial expressions, the eyeball moves you can make with like the one eye stare is like...
Dude, and the lines, I mean, just shut up, bitch! When the fucking music video's playing at Daddy Green's Pizza, and he's like, who's the... He's like, shut up, bitch.
And then just kicks it. Just kicks the TV.
And, you know, he, I guess that, I mean, you, like, I used to teach and train MMA or martial arts, so I'm like, I would know, but to the layman may not know, but Show Enough actually had like no martial arts training whatsoever before that move. Like, so I mean,
just
you
like
can
the
see
Asians
on some of the kids.
Dudes had no craps training before the movie.
The craps
one of my favorite.
There's so many great characters.
Them not knowing how to play craps, but they're playing craps because it's street and they're drinking 40s.
Yeah, but then Bruce Leroy doesn't know how either, and they play like craps plus like hopscotch or whatever. Yeah, it was just if for like pure entertainment and fun. And if you just go in there and watch that movie, it's great. So if you've never seen The Last Dragon, it is a must watch.
And
it's crazy we missed it. And dude, I appreciate you taking us. And that was a lot of fun. And it's everything you want in a movie, dude. You're right. It actually has like a good story. It's everything 80s, campy, bad guy. Bruce Leroy, super dope. He's got to find himself and who the master is.
And I would say, like, from your description, in my mind, I thought it was going to be really over the top cheese. So the fact that he's kind of a black sheep in his family, and
which just makes it great too. Yes, brother thinks he's
for the master, and then his dad's just a regular dude with a pizza parlor. His younger brother is like going to the dance competitions and stuff.
And his little brother, like watching it now as adult, the guy that played his little brother is actually a good actor.
He was
a great actor.
But
that part when Bruce Leroy's like, I would like to meet her. And she goes, I don't like to meet her. Or he says to her.
Super fun. And then I love the, will you show me the moves?
Oh, yeah.
He's in the car. He's like, show me the moves.
Only
it's
a man that pretty can get away with saying, show me the moves. And it's adorable.
Dude, yeah.
And like the end scene with the little brother where he's tied up and he dances his
way
out of the ropes.
When I looked over at you guys, I was like, buckle up. Yeah. Buckle the fuck up and just
Jacksoning the ropes off, dude. The bad guy played a great bad guy because you do end up hating him.
Eddie Arcadia?
Yeah, Eddie Arcadia.
Or whatever
the name is. And the one thing that we were referencing earlier, in the beginning of the movie, people are kind of speaking the lore of Bruce Leroy, and they're talking about how he allegedly caught a bullet with his teeth. So when I heard that, I said, that's going to happen.
It's gonna
by the end of
the arrows
movie,
too, in the beginning. He's literally just like chopping arrows perfectly, and then he catches the correct
one. Without
knowing.
That's some real...
Yeah, come on!
That's some real kung fu movie type shit. I am the master. Without knowing.
It just brings me so much joy. Yeah. Like, I think I might have said this on when we did the last one talking about it, but... it's so funny because one of my old instructors, Kerry Hyatt, we had told him, and Kerry like was in the military, and then he's all tatted up and he's a fighter, and he had never heard of The Last Dragon. And me and my buddy Donnie, who was in the instructors program, we both were like, dude, it's the fucking greatest movie ever. So we had Kerry watch it. We actually watched it at the club. We had a bunch of people come, and you know, we watched it there at the club. And afterwards, majority of us were like, oh, it's fucking dope and this and that. And even the kids. And then Gary's kind of quiet. I was like, we go over there. We're like, so what'd you think? And he just goes, that might be one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life. Now, keep in mind, he's looking at it from just a martial arts standpoint.
Yeah.
You can't go into it thinking that. You got to go in for what it is. And it's just pure entertainment. And it's very good. But I have to know your answer. Whose side you choosing?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. You did ask
me
that.
Yeah.
Oh man,
I'm usually I'll give you mine real quick while you're thinking. I am usually I do like bad guys. Like, as a Star Wars fan, I love the dark side more, like, you know, Darth Maul, Darth Vader, all that stuff. So I probably would go more through Shownuff, but I don't know how you have to love Bruce Leroy. Like, you have to love him a lot because he is a great character. But I just think Shownuff is just so over the top and off the wall that I
like that they like did a spot roast session. It looked like Bruce Leroy was going to get jumped, and then all the bad chicks in Shownuff are like, "You got a skinny wiener," and just saying all kinds of random insults. They're just air
kicking in front of his face and stuff too, just for no reason. It's like, what the.
It's so funny. Angel and I were talking about this. The white lady in Shownuff's crew is like, I'm like, is this lady like 50 years
old? She's super old.
And then also the pop star chick. I was like, how old is she? She's like a pop star, but she's like, you know, an AARP member.
Yeah. She got one of those old lady faces for
sure. She does, 100%.
For sure.
And I love, and she did the typical, like the stereotypical, like high pitch, like 80s voice.
So you'd go Shownuff. Which would you go?
I'm vanilla. I'm a big protagonist guy. You got to root for Bruce Leroy. He just exudes innocence and good, and he doesn't even want the glow to become a badass. He wants the glow to reach a higher level of enlightenment
And peace and right
joy.
Yeah, I like that.
The quick answer, I'll say Bruce Leroy. The long answer, I would say, if you were to say I could only take one character from the movie, it'd be Shownuff. But if you were like, I would probably go Bruce Leroy.
It's hard not to root for him when you watch the movie, because he is like, you're right, it's like innocence, but he's also like a secret badass, you know what I mean? And he's just trying to find his way in life. So it's like, it's hard not to root for that.
And of course, he ends up with a hot chick. Vanity the glow afterwards.
Give her the glow.
Use your glow.
When you got the blow.
What kind of blow, though? Hold on, it's the 80s.
By the way, Vanity, one of my first crushes growing up.
She is very attractive, even though I get it, because she is very, very attractive woman for sure. It's funny, his little brother like crushes on him too and all that stuff, and then he doesn't know how to kiss, and it's just a great film. But one of the things you mentioned earlier, which I think would be kind of fun, and this would be like off pod, but we should go back and watch like some of the 80s movies or the childhood movies that we like,
see if they
hold up or if they're just absolutely trash. Because
in the live chat and the comments, give us your
hit us with some
deep
80s
cut
movies.
or a movie that you think people haven't seen or isn't really getting its flowers like it should. The Last Dragon is definitely up there now. Do you have another one, Derek? What's your off the beaten path, like be old movie that you love that you maybe think people haven't seen?
So one thing we didn't mention that I loved is that in the movie, Ernie Reyes Jr. is in the movie as a little kid, and he's like a little badass in the end, and like beating
he's
up
an
adults
adorable
and
little
stuff.
Karate yeah, he's Ewok, like, dude.
He's like doing the backwards like kicks and stuff like that, which is fun. But he was also in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movies back then, which is great. But he was also in a movie that I loved as a kid, and I will even say I have not watched this and I don't even know how long, so it might not hold up, but Surf Ninjas, I was telling you, Surf Ninja.
Yeah, and we're gonna
watch that, because I want to see too if I'm like, is it still as good as I remember as a kid, or is it terrible? But Dennis Hopper's like the bad guy, and it's basically the idea of it is that they own like they're like a shop, and he's like a surfer, you know, and his brother has this little video game, and the video game starts becoming real life, and like Ernie Reyes is like, he's like using his video game to like fight off these ninjas and these people out of nowhere. So it's everything you want in that. So we'll definitely watch it, and I hope it's as good as I remember, but that would be my pick.
Well, okay.
I know mine. What's yours? Okay,
yeah.
If I had to say, because every time I mention this movie to someone, they look at me like I'm combing shit through my hair. It is real. It's a great movie. You should go check it out. Shout out to Emilio Estevez, Maximum Overdrive.
Ooh, that's great. That's the one with the robots, right? The alien.
I haven't watched it in a really long time, but basically there's some kind of space energy comes down and animates like trucks, blenders, all kinds of stuff, and they just start attacking people.
Have you seen that movie, Maximum Overdrive?
I don't think I have.
You'll have to check it out.
Well, let's add that to our list. I got to talk to you about something that it's kind of related to this. My old school movie, that this movie terrified me as a kid. And it's called Miracle Mile. Ring a bell?
No.
Okay, so
I don't think I've heard this one.
It's I'll just give you the setup. And it's definitely 80s. But this guy basically meets a girl, or he sees a girl at a museum, and they start flirting, they start talking, they're talking, they click. So they're like, he's like, I want to take you out on a date. She goes, I work at this diner, I get off at midnight, you want to go have a drink or hang out or whatever? He's like, yeah. He goes back to his hotel, I think he's staying in like a hotel or something, falls asleep, sets his alarm. During the time that he's asleep, like a rat bites through a electrical cord for the building.
Okay.
So his alarm never goes off. So he wakes up at like 2 a.m. and he's like, fuck, runs to the diner. He's like, is Sarah here or whatever her name is? And they're like, no, she left. Were you her date? And he's like, yeah. He's like, fuck. So he walks out and there's a payphone. Payphone rings. He answers it and he's like, hello. And the other person on the phone goes, dad, they launched them. They Russia launched their nukes. We're replying in 20 minutes. He goes, it's really happening. And the guy that answered the phone, he's like, what are you talking about? And he goes, who's this? And he goes, what number did you dial? So the guy reads the number off and it's off by one. And he goes, dude, is this real? What's going on? And then the guy on the other end goes, oh my God, they're here. And then you hear, no, gunfire, like machine guns.
What?
It's and a this, love story turned to a conspiracy and then, global destruction. Oh my God.
And then so the guy at the payphone's like, hello. And somebody comes on the line just monotone and just goes, forget everything you heard and go back to bed, and just hangs up. And so this guy's like, yo, what the fuck? Walks back in the diner, and it's like a stereotypical LA in the 80s at 2 a.m. There's like some construction guys eating. There's another transvestite, which apparently in the 80s was like
big. It's not an 80s movie.
Is that, by the way, is that the proper term? Or cross-dresser? Is transvestite bad now? I don't know.
I can't keep up. I'll say drag queen, but okay, yeah, I don't know, dude. I can't keep up with it.
And then there's another lady that kind of looks like a business lady. And the guy's like, he's trying to tell everybody in the diner, and they're kind of ignoring him. And he goes, hey, everybody, I just got this weird call. This guy said that the Russians had fired their nukes, and he said code 173, blah, blah, blah. And then the business lady, she goes, wait, what code? And he says it. So she opens her briefcase up, which has a phone in it, you know, the old school phone.
Yeah.
She calls somebody and she confirms that it's true, that Russia has launched their nukes.
Whoa.
And they're going to be responding. And then it goes from there. And it's fucking, when I was a teenager or whatever, however old I was at the time, or early teens, this movie terrified me because I was always worried about nuclear war for whatever reason. As a kid,
the Bermuda Triangle, quicksand, all the things that we were irrationally afraid of.
Quicksand, that's a fucking great reference.
How afraid of the Bermuda Triangle and quicksand?
Two
were
things
you as a
we
child?
Would never be around
ever
as kids.
Yeah.
Fucking, that's so funny.
Damn you, Indiana Jones.
Quicksand. Isn't that kind of what that ghost shit movie was about? That they hit the Bermuda Triangle and then they all disappeared or whatever?
The what?
Ghost shit.
Ship.
Yeah, I remember Ghost Ship.
I don't know.
Have you seen Triangle?
I don't think
I've seen Triangle.
Look up Triangle. It's not Bermuda Triangle, but Triangle.
But you said Miracle Mile.
Miracle Mile.
Okay, I'm gonna have to check that one out. That you got me hooked with the description there.
And there's a little thing I noticed when he's on the payphone. They kept it in as he's talking. A fucking cockroach falls from the thing and lands on his suit as he's on the phone, and you see him kind of just go like this. But I was like, dude, if that was me, I'd have fucking
locked
lost my
in
shit.
For the take. Or yeah. maybe that was a little bit of symbology, since they say cockroaches can survive nuclear fallout.
Which is true, yeah. Which is
okay.
Crazy.
While we're in movie mode,
yes.
Last time, top of the episode, you pitched us Pete Davidson.
Oh yeah, yeah.
The Home.
I liked it.
We watched the movie.
You did not like it. He did. You said it was all right.
I said it was okay. The only problem with the movie, and Kyle will agree with me, is they tried to do too much.
What you loved about the movie was the problem with the movie. I didn't hate it. I will say the twist, if you will, the revenge aspect was, you saw it from a mile away.
I loved it.
I will say too, because I looked at Kyle like early on and I literally called out the twist and he was like, that would be insane. I was like, watch, that's what it was. And that's exactly what it was.
And
with the brother being the older guy.
Yeah, spoiler alert. And I think, yeah, I was high. I definitely was high when I watched
it. Well, that's
when
we looked at each other and we're like,
that would be mind-blowing if you're stoned. Yeah. You're like, this is the greatest movie I've ever seen.
Yeah, because I did not see the twist because I was high out of my mind. And I knew nothing about the movie going into it. Like, I think I told you guys a little bit about it, but
We were pretty blind, too,
yeah,
to be honest.
Okay, and I had no idea other than... He worked at an old folks home. That's literally the only thing I knew.
But even me and him looked at each other and they're like, we're like, how high was Jay when he fucking watched this movie?
I was really high.
It was solid for what it was. Yeah, that's a rent from home slash stream movie.
But the end is also hella funny because you're just like, what?
Yeah, it's like so, so over the top. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
If you want to watch something that's ultra trippy... And you can choose to get super stoned for this one, too, if you've never seen it. Keanu Reeves, Robert Downey Jr., the chick who stole from Nordstrom's and got caught. What the fuck is her
Winona
name?
Winona Ryder.
Winona Ryder. Okay. Thank you, Derek. It's called A Scanner Darkly.
That's one of the weirdest.
Is it a cartoon?
They shot it live action, but I'm not an editor.
They used a post like animation where it was like one of the first versions of it where it was like colored over. It almost looked like a comic book.
Yeah, it looks animated, but it doesn't. It's in a very unique style. I would honestly
I've definitely seen it. That. It's got a cool cover, right?
Like it does. It's one of the weirdest fucking. I agree that's a good movie, but also like prepare to be just fucking confused and go, whoa.
Okay, that might piss me off. Okay, so let me tell you this. When I watch movies, like, I love, my favorite movies are movies with a twist. You know, like,
I like those too.
Those are probably my favorite. I love scary movies, suspense. Pretty much, I love every movie. Every genre of movie. But one thing that fucking drives me nuts is a movie ends and, well, how did you interpret it ending? I'm like, I don't go to the movie.
Yeah, you don't want to think. Yeah.
I don't want to do homework when I go to a movie. I don't want to. I'm like, I want to fucking check out and you just spoon feed me it. You know, I don't want to have questions at the end. I want to, like, that's one of the things I hate with a lot of martial arts movies where a guy is like a fucking janitor and then somebody breaks into a building and now somehow he's fucking, you know, like Bruce Lee, but there's no history on,
his boy in the movie. His whole thing was, you just gotta and make a lot of noises.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
That's so great.
So the whole movie, you're saying to yourself, this guy can't fight. What a cornball. And then in the final scene, when it's like, assemble, he comes out and starts Bruce Lee-ing with the nunchucks and kicking people. Well,
what happens that I saw is that he landed like his first punch and that gave him confidence. And now all of a sudden he unlocked being a badass. But it was funny because he played
first
into like
punch confidence.
Do you guys remember when we were watching it and they were, Eddie, is it Arcadia or Arcadian? I'm sure people will correct me and tell me I'm a fucking idiot for not knowing.
Okay. Danny, Daddy.
A fucking hot one. But, but when he hires all those bad guys to beat up Bruce Leroy,
hilarious.
And they're fucking him up, and then I looked at you two and I was like, this is about to be the Last Dragon's version of Avengers Assemble. Everybody just starts coming in. I was like, here it is.
Yeah, and everybody in the theater cheered. It was sick.
Oh, dude, it's fucking great.
The vibe was great.
I love that movie.
A Scanner Darkly, if you watch it, it is... Honestly, I feel like by the end, you kind of understand what happened. It's really not too crazy mysterious. But there is this one scene that's hilarious because basically all these guys... are a bunch of drug addicts living in a house together. Keanu Reeves, without revealing too much, Keanu Reeves is essentially an undercover police officer who's trying to bust down on this big new drug that's come out and everybody's taking it. They're killer caps of, they're pills. I can't remember what they're called. They come home from a little errand and there's a roach in the ashtray in the living room that's smoking. And they get hella paranoid to the point where they talk about selling the house, but telling people that there's a bunch of illicit drugs stashed in the wall so they can up the price of it. It's weird. It's like a weird tangent in the movie, but it's funny. I would check it out.
I 100% will. Then there's movies that I fucking hate that don't have like... I know there's two movies that I would say are probably the two worst movies I've ever seen in my life. Bug... with Ashley Judd and Who's the guy that played Zod in that the newer version of Superman?
His name is Michael. Can't remember the last name.
Yeah.
I know Michael Shannon or something like that. He's been in a bunch of movies. Yeah. Derek will put up a picture. If you've seen this guy, you're like, yep, that's the
guy.
He's
on the recent Superman?
Yeah. Bug is a fucking turd. And then also, did you guys ever see that movie? I think it's called Mother.
With Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah.
Haven't watched it.
Ugh. Fucking poo. Hated it. No, it's not the 2025. The last
Superman. I'm pretty sure it's Michael Shannon.
I think that
Michael
is
Michael Shannon. Yep, popped right up. There
yep,
he is.
Yeah, it is him in Bug. Oh, fucking Bug is the worst.
Okay, yeah, he's good. I've seen him a lot of stuff. He plays like an interesting. He plays like an interesting guy in all of his movies. Like a very strange,
good character actor.
You must have hated like Inception then, right? Like when it ends on like where the fucking top is just spinning and you don't really know if it's a dream or real. Like, cause you're saying you want everything to be kind of like,
yeah,
I don't want to interpret
for
it.
For all of you Nolan haters out there, Christopher Nolan came out and said, if Michael Caine is in the scene, it's real life.
Oh.
If Michael Caine is not in the scene, they are in the dream. So in the end of the movie, Michael Caine picks Leonardo DiCaprio up from the airport, takes him back. He sees his kids. They turn around and he sees their faces. He walks away from the top, but he is in real life.
Okay.
According to Christopher Nolan.
Okay.
So it has a storybook ending to it.
Okay, interesting.
I have to rewatch that now.
Yeah. But I love Christopher Nolan movies. Okay, hard pivot to sports. I am in shambles in fantasy football. I've been trying so fucking hard. I've hit the waiver wire. I've made drops and substitutions. I've checked the matchups, and I'm eating shit. Your boy is currently 2-5, and you, Mr. Fucking Auto Draft over here, what's your record sitting at? How are you doing right now?
You know, after so many wins, you lose count.
That's what I called. I fucking said it, dude, because you were so upset.
You
and it was,
did.
It was on camera in the pod, and I said, watch.
He was salty as fuck.
I know people that have auto drafted and fucking had like a good team.
Well,
dude.
It wasn't like I set it up to auto draft. So like when the draft was happening,
yeah,
for whatever reason, there was something when it's Yahoo, right?
Yeah, and you couldn't like connect
when I'm trying to connect. Yeah, I'm thinking like I log in and I'm like, okay, here's the draft, and I somehow joined two other leagues that day and I was in their draft. So I'm like, I'm drafting somebody and I'm like, okay, cool, I got this guy. But then I pop over to that one and I'm like, wait, where the fuck's the guy I drafted? So
did you get into my draft at any point?
I think towards the end.
Okay,
I think
so like Cam Scatabo, did you pick?
I definitely got Cam. Yeah,
dude, what a that guy's been popping up. That guy is fun to watch play football.
Oh, yeah.
That guy is
a fucking little bowling ball.
Yeah, dude, he's literally just fucking football where he just smashes people, dude.
Dude, and I
couldn't defeat the Broncos though. What an epic! At the time this drops, that it was like a month ago, but that shit was unforgettable. 33 points in the fourth quarter.
Damn.
Suck it, New York.
Yeah, that game was insane because it literally was like they were down by, I think, over 10 points with 4 minutes left to go.
Yeah, it was 19 to... I think it was 19 to nothing. And it was the day that they... I'll have to see if I can find that somewhere because I do have a Demaryius Thomas jersey as well. RIP to him.
Yeah,
they had just inducted him into the Ring of Fame, which is the Broncos' little area where they memorialize former players and stuff. Chris Harris Jr. should be next. That's just my opinion. Anyways, so he was number 88. The first two plays that they scored in the fourth quarter
88?
Was a touchdown with a two-point conversion. There was the time that was left when they started the one of the drives was how old he was. There's all these little stars aligning.
We're living
similarities.
In a simulation.
I can't remember every single one of them, but I'm like, damn, that is kind of cool. And that's one of those things that kind of, I mean, Derek wants to say simulation. I would say maybe Angel Demaryius Thomas was
maybe
there, like
the glow
on a show, boys. Yeah. The glow. Bo had the glow.
It's the fact that he also the Giants kicker missed the extra point.
Yeah.
So that it wouldn't go into overtime. So it ended up being a win for them by 1 point, but that was super sick. But yeah, dude, you're crushing it with the auto draft team, man.
No,
my shit is just plagued by bad luck and injuries.
We just played last week.
We did. Yeah. But you, and you're like the highest, you were the highest scoring team, and I think I was like the second highest, and I was like, damn.
I did a lot of pickups too. Like I mean every week I do. I try and look at like, okay, like I'll swap out kickers and defense a lot. Like who I
think
really
I stream
good.
I
Dicker
stream
the kicker.
Too, yeah.
My guy. I'm staying with you the whole
so
time.
Early, but he's been a good kicker.
I might
for
just
you, dude,
I might just put no kicker in on your bye week just as a salute to you, Dicker, not Little, who kicked the 70-yarder. There is nothing better than a great sports call. Do you have like an all-time sports call where your team or like a team that you were cheering for
like
was winning the
moment.
Championship or scoring the pivotal run or
I mean,
touchdown?
Well, okay, so 2008, I was living in Boston, and the Celtics were playing the Lakers in the finals, and I went to a few of the finals game, but I was at the final game when they won it all, and the thing KG, you know, anything is possible.
That must have been insane.
They dropped the Gatorade on the coach on the floor. I was at that game, so that's that one's pretty dope.
That's an iconic matchup too.
Three of them. So that would be for basketball. For baseball, it'd be 2004, Big Poppy against the Yankees hitting the fucking dinger. Fucking crazy.
Was that when they broke the curse?
Yes, year before the Yankees had booted them, and it was fucking heartbreaker. And so to come back from, you know, down, was it 3-1, and then fucking win it all, and then move on and then win it. But and then for football, it's got to be
Tom Brady versus the Falcons.
Yes. Yeah, 100%.
Going into halftime, just getting murdered.
Oh, dude. Yeah, but I'm talking about like a call.
Like one
on a specific play. I mean, there was probably an insane call for the home run and for the Celtics.
I mean, at the end, when he ran it in, and OT was pretty fucking crazy. They're like the Patriots. That was wild. But it's all of our teams, but it's also not my team. But it's got to be probably the most iconic one is 1984. I don't even know if you guys were born.
I was not 88, dude. We're 88.
1984, the Olympics. Do you believe in miracles? The fucking Miracle on Ice.
Oh, okay. Hell yeah.
That was probably it when America beat Russia.
Took down those goddamn Ruskies.
That's probably one of the most iconic of all time. Do you believe in miracles? It was fucking... Or how the tech steals the ball. I wasn't even born then. But
they made a movie on that, right?
Miracle on Ice.
Miracle on Ice, right? Yeah, that was probably pretty wild.
Do you remember an insane sports call, Derek? Do you have one in particular?
An insane sports call. I mean, for me, it wouldn't really be specifically a call, more so it's just easy to remember games. But for me, it would be Nadal and Federer. And there was a match that they played in Wimbledon, and it was insane. And then the second one I would say was where basically Andy Roddick makes it to the finals against Federer in Wimbledon. And for US,
are like, you a big tennis guy?
I am. Okay, like, I was a ranked tennis player, and I love tennis. Okay. So I was top 18 under for juniors, and I like practiced with some of the UNLV squad back in the day, which was fun, and they would murder me because they were super good at tennis. But basically what happens is Andy Roddick, US players don't usually make it very high up in the ranks in tennis. It's a very international sport, so US players aren't generally as good. So he makes his official Grand Slam final against Federer, and game five, you have to win by two games. And if I have to Google it to get the exact number, but it's like 27-25. Like they play literally like 50 games.
Wow.
In the fifth set, to the point where you're like, how are they still fucking playing at this level where they're battling it out? And it's like watching history, and it was so unreal and surreal to watch that shit. So that to me was like a memorable thing, because it was just like, how, you know, it's best of seven, usually a best of five. And the fact that they're like fucking so many games deep and just battling it out, leaving it all out there, I kind of like that shit. And it's one on one too. That's why I like tennis. It's not a team. You're relying on yourself to like fucking do it.
Okay, people, the greatest sports call of all time. 2013 Iron Bowl, Alabama versus Auburn. I think this was before they had the college football playoff, and I'm not a really big college football guy. I just happened to be, I don't know why I was watching this game. Maybe I was in a bar. I just happened to be watching it. So they're tied. I think it's something around like 38-38. it's the end of the fourth quarter. There's 2 seconds left. Alabama's like at the 50 yard line. They're going for it. They're going to kick one. They're going to see if they can, they're going to see if they can clinch the game. Auburn. Look that up really quick. It's a great call. It only it's only like a 20 second call. Just go to YouTube and type in 2013 Iron Bowl and it should just pop right up.
And quickly, a tennis thing, 16-14, but still insane. 30 fucking games in the last game.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Unreal.
You have to have like an insane level of cardio and endurance to be able to play like that for that long. So anyways, they're setting up to do this long kick. Well, the kickers in college, I feel like overall, there's only a small percentage of them that obviously make it to the NFL. And I feel like a big, big part of that is having the leg to kick a long one. Okay, so they're... Go to final play, Iron Bowl 2013. Okay, so they're setting up to kick this long kick. Auburn is on defense. They click on it. Click on it so we can hear the call. It's like 40 seconds long. They're setting up to do this long kick. Auburn leaves a guy in the end zone because it's so far, because there might be an opportunity for them to return that, and this is what happens.
Oh, fuck. I think I know what this is.
It's insane.
Dude catches it, right?
Yep. So he whiffs the kick. Boom. He's there to catch.
Catches it. He's at the 5. He's at the 10. He's at the 15. 20. 25. 30. 35. Still in bounds. 45. 50. 55. 40. 30. It's to the 20. It's to the 10. Fucking end of the game. Holy shit.
He says, Auburn's going to win the football game. Auburn's going to win the football game. Because they could, honestly, you know, Alabama should have gone to OT. But you could tell this guy is losing his mind. Like, I love a good sports call. If I had, Derek, go to that other video on Instagram. If I ever had to have someone call an epic play that I was doing, I want a Spanish language sports announcer. They are so hype. This is from a recent Rams game.
Go! Yes.
He emphasized it with the triple touchdown!
Well, Chase says his name, though. It's so funny.
That's my man. I don't know if he's Troy Santiago or Ricardo Lopez Juarez, but shout out to him. I love a good epic sports call. But that's what I'm talking about. I love it when an announcer really is into the game.
Oh, yeah.
And they're giving it their
fucking
all.
Go listen to the old Johnny Most in Boston. What a typical disgusting display. It's like, I mean, I love like homers, like Tom Hines, like homer announcers, you know, that your team can do no wrong.
Yeah.
And everything is like everybody else.
The umps and the other team's fault. Okay.
Yeah. Dude, what cracks me about real quick, I just want to tag that real quick to we get our last bit. It's so funny, though, when baseball announcers, like, you could tell they've ran out of shit to talk about, so they just go on these weird fucking tangents that don't make any sense. Like, they're talking about
the NFL life or loves whatever. To talk about what the players are doing criminally, which is just insane. I would be like, I'm gonna knock you out after
the game. He was hit with a
Okay, we're upgrading the game, people with bad impressions. So we had comedian Jeff Leach on, and instead of just doing the impersonation, he wanted to give us scenarios that the character would be in. So we have two cups.
Okay.
This cup has a scenario, this cup has a person. Take one out of each, and you're gonna act out your person in the scenario.
So two cups, three guys.
Two cups, three guys.
Got it. It's the
newest renaming
game
show. The pod.
Yeah.
Thankfully I've never seen that video.
Okay. Yeah. One and one.
I mean, tits. All right.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
They're perfect.
Okay, that's one.
The titty
all
cup
right.
is perfect.
And then Infinity Gauntlet cup.
Decide your fate.
All right. Give me that there. Let's see. Oh my God. Jesus.
You or me, Derek. How are yours? Mine's interesting. They're not the two that I wanted to get, but it's pretty interesting.
Right. Of course I got one I didn't want, but that's typical.
This is fuck. I'm not good at impressions, so
yeah. That's I mean, neither am I. Yeah. That's why it's
okay. I'll lead it off. You got to get in here with the camera. I'm staring at someone in a restaurant. Hey, what's the problem here? What's the problem? You got a problem?
Is that De Niro?
Fuck.
Is that Mark Wahlberg saying he has
no
a problem?
No.
I was thinking like you talking to me, but you got a problem.
You got a problem.
You're in a restaurant.
It does sound very like mob like. Yeah, you got a problem here, guys.
I just don't know a line. All right. Oh my God.
You want to come back?
Come back to me. God damn it.
I'll try mine. And again, I'm not good at impressions. All right. And do I tell the setup like he did, or I just
honestly, I would just do the setup without even like bringing out what
okay, you're just doing, just know in this scenario you're sitting next to me, all
okay,
right?
Okay,
but you're next to me, near me. We'll put it that way. All right. Oh man. All right. I need some DM and some toilet paper. This is I might get canceled from this. What's the top three reasons you might not have toilet paper? Survey says?
Steve Harvey.
Yes.
Harvey, yeah.
And I need toilet paper.
You're talking with an open mouth like this? He's got big teeth.
That's why I was trying
to. You showed the teeth, yeah.
I'm not going to fucking do any more. Hey, but you got Steve Harvey. I fucking nailed it.
Yeah. Because of the family feud.
Okay, Derek. All right. Do yours, and then I'll see if I can get you guys to guess mine.
Oh man, this is going to be pretty bad too, but let's see if I can do it.
Can I just say I'm so thankful that I don't think I'll get canceled for that. Cuz I was fucking like,
I mean, mine, I don't know. We'll see if mine's worse, but let me see, dude, cuz this is I had no fucking I have no clue how to even do this one, but give me a minute here. Let me see. I'm going to have to get some let me talk a little bit closer. Let me talk to you a little bit closer. I want to get a pumpkin spice latte.
Samuel L. Jackson.
He didn't say motherfucker.
I was waiting for it.
I don't want anyone behind me to hear that I want a pumpkin spice latte.
Is it Samuel?
No.
Oh.
It's Bernie Mac.
Is it?
As a fucking plantation owner, that accent is insane, dude.
What?
Well, Bernie Mac kind of had like the southern accent. Didn't
okay,
he kind of have
wait,
like that
wait,
southern
and it was in what?
And so he was trying to secretly order a pumpkin spice latte okay. Because you know you
I
don't want to
like,
order
plantation
that as a
dude. Owner. No, what?
Yeah. But okay, he kind of has that like southern accent, right, like Bernie Mac.
You guys are never gonna guess me, and I'm gonna have to give it to you. But I'll hit the line anyways.
Let me see.
Yeah. Is that your girl? Is that your girl? Any idiot can get laid when they're famous. That's easy. It's getting laid when you're not famous. That takes some talent.
Trump? No.
He has a very distinctive voice.
Are you doing it? Or are you
trying? I think I know. Is he for good friends with Matt Damon? Is it Ben Affleck?
No.
Okay, wait.
No.
Wait.
Okay, I have no fucking clue then.
Do the scenario again?
Yeah, do it one more time.
You were just doing a line,
no,
but it's not a
scenario. Fuck you guys. You don't get an additional performance.
Well, you did. The thing you just did was a line.
Yeah,
it wasn't
was a
part
line.
Of the,
you didn't
the
do
scenario,
that.
But
right?
I was saying it to somebody in a restaurant while I was staring at them. It's Kevin Bacon.
Oh,
it's Kevin. You're never going to get Kevin.
No way.
No.
But he has that kind of nasally.
Here we go.
Fucking
here's
Kevin Bacon.
I wish I could have seen it, and then you could have been like this. this is so stupid. I'm in this restaurant so cold, I'm having tremors.
Jesus.
I know. I'm just trying to help, man.
That's a classic movie though.
Tremors. Shout out Tremors. Right, okay,
those are terrible bad impressions.
Hit
again.
Hit some plugs. Tell them where you can find you. Tell them where they can find
me. This when does this come out? This is out. Like
this will
week.
Come out in 2 weeks.
Okay, so I'll just plug. I'm going to be in Santa Ana Pueblo, New Mexico at Quesada's Comedy Club. That is November 21st. Through the 23rd. Just go to BigIrishJ.com for tickets. Thanks.
Fuck yeah. Go check them out.
Love check them out. So check them out
all
on
over
Instagram,
Vegas all the time.
Yeah. Big Irish J. Support the content. Go grab some of our merch. I've been Uncle Kyle. That's Sweet Derek. We'll see you on the next
and
one.
And potentially Hamburger Helper and movies incoming.
Oh, yeah.
For
not
chaos,
potentially.
Yeah.
We're definitely doing
no,
we're
go
definitely
Broncos.
Thanks again, Jay. All
we'll
right.
See you on the next one. I keep dropping my phone. We'll see you on the next one.
Boom.
We'll see you on the next one.